Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, September 17th. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks lost ground today and closed lower for the week. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 166 points today to close the session at 34,584. The NASDAQ Composite lost about 138 points. The S&P 500 fell 40. Investors are continuing to grapple with mixed economic data in the U.S. and China, the spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant, and concerns about inflation. For the week, the Dow lost less than a tenth of a percent and is now on a three-week losing streak. The NASDAQ and S&P both dropped around half a percent. The second week in a row, both have declined. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel voted to recommend COVID-19 booster shots for people 65 and older, and for people at high risk of severe COVID, but it voted against recommending extra doses for most people in the U.S. And we report the Biden administration will extend the open enrollment period under the Affordable Care Act by 30 days, giving people more time to sign up for coverage as the worsening pandemic contributes to upheaval in the job market where many get their insurance. The annual open enrollment period on healthcare.gov will now run from November 1st through January 15th, 2022. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.